not on the agenda.
Uh-huh, okay. Before we start, I have to mention, tomorrow morning I have to give an early shiur, because I have to leave at 10:30. So I'll try to give the shiur 9:15. Okay, let's see, what did we cover already? We learned the Gemara Mem Zayin Omed Aleph in Brachos, Ochol Demai. We learned from Ochol Demai, which is around 15 lines from the bottom, until Gershon Mol Valoy Toval, which is the first wide line, Mem Zayin Omed Beis. But we left out a whole piece of Gemara. So now we'll go back to the part that we skipped. Mem Vav Omed Beis, Mem Vav Omed Aleph. On the bottom, the Gemara is discussing that Hatoyva Hametiv is Lav Deraisa. That's six lines from the bottom. The Gemara says Hatoyva Hametiv is only Midirabbanan. How do you know? Sharei, the Gemara has five lines from the bottom. Sharei Poele Mokr Moisa. When someone is not self-employed, he works for someone else, he has to put in the full time doing the work for the Balabais. If he's not going to work full time, he's stealing. He's getting paid his salary and it's not working every free minute that he has, every minute that he has. So they abridged they said when the poelim daven, they shouldn't recite Chazaras Hashatz. When they recite Birchas HaMozen, they should leave out HaTov HaMeitiv. If the Bein Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen, they leave out the next Brach HaTov HaMeitiv. And the second and the third Brach is Noy Deluchan Rachem, they combine together. So the Gemara says, the fact that you leave it out completely, Parlim Oikrim Oysa, that's a Hechoche, that Atov HaMeitiv is Lav Deraisa. Rabbi Kedega has a kasha on that from a Tosis on Tezayin. Tosis was of the opinion, Rabbi Kedega on the bottom of the page, Amen, Vavim, and Aleph, and the Gilyan Hashas. Rabbi Kedega is bothered with a kasha. Tosis' opinion was that min HaTorah, when one eats Kedei Sviya, one is obligated to recite three separate brachas. Azanas HaKol and Noy Delechon Rachem. Three different brachas. So how can the poelim combine Noy Delechon and Rachem? So the Rashba was of the opinion, you have to mention all of these themes in the Birchas HaMazim min HaTorah, but it doesn't have to be in three distinct brachas. That part is only a takana de Rabbanan. So by the poelim, they made a new takana. You should combine together No Deluchan Rachem. And Tosis' opinion is no, that min HaTorah it's required to say a separate bracha for No Deluchan and a separate bracha for Rachem. How can the poelim be yotze the din deraisa by combining No Deluchan Rachem? So Tosis' answer is Anachanami, they're not yotze the din deraisa. How can a Chachamim recommend that people should not fulfill the mitzvah deraisa? So Tosis quotes the Gemara in Yevam, it's a Yeshkech B'yal Chachamim. Wow. They're so concerned about people putting in the full time of work for the Balabayas that they said the worker should never fulfill the mitzvah because I'm Muslim deraisa. The worker is eight kedei sviya, but they shouldn't fulfill. So Rabbi Kivegir asked, how did you prove that a toiv ha-meitiv is lav deraisa because ha-polem oikram moiso, the polem don't say the bracha at all? But you can give the same answer that Yeshkach Be'al Chacham Lakador Menator B'Shevi Al Tase. So the answer will be that by Noy Deluchan Rachem they combine the two together, and Hatev HaMeitiv they were oiker completely. But still, Rabbi Kerega says maybe that's based on the principle of Yeshkach Laka B'Shevi Al Tase. If you can combine Noy Deluchan Rachem, and on the level of their Isa, it can't be combined. You're not Yotze Birchas HaMozen their Isa. So you can leave out the HaTov HaMeitiv, even if it would be their Isa, you can leave it out completely. That's his kasha. He says with Tzarachian, based on what Tosa says, he has a kasha. Okay. So that was the Hechocha that the Gemara has on Amun Aleph. Then the next Amara says, Teida, four lines from the bottom. He's going to prove, Mishmei Derav. He quotes in the name of Rav, Teida, prove the HaTov HaMeitiv, love their Isa. Because even if it would be midirabbanan part of the Birchas HaMazon, it wouldn't be considered a bracha smucha lechavato, and wouldn't be posachas b'baruch, and hantei v'meitim starts baruch ator Hashem l'kenem l'cha'olam. etc. starts with Baruch Ato Hashem. So you see that it's not a bracha smucha lachavato. So you see, Hatevai Meitav, love their eyes, it's not even midirabanan. It's not even part of Birchas HaMazon midirabanan. For sure, min HaTorah, it's not. Because otherwise, why is it Pasachas B'Baruch? So that was the second hachacha. The first hachacha was Teva Teidalach, Teva Meitav, Lav Deraisa, because Poilam Mokim Oisa. The Poilam don't say it at all. And it's assumed that it's not based on Yesh Koach, Biad Chacham, Laka, B'Shev, Altas. And the second hachacha is that it's Pasachas B'Baruch, so it shows that it's not really part of Birchas HaMazon, even midirabanan. That's the Gemara concludes the Hachacha, the third line from the top, Amen, Vavam, and Beis Michlal. The inference is clear, the Bracha b'fnei Atzmahi, even midirabanan is not part of Birchas HaMazon. Then the next opinion, Rab Nachman Yitzchak says, Teidal proves you the same thing. Tav Meitav Lav Deraisa, Shariyar Kemosa, Bebeis HaOvel. Bebeis HaOvel, when someone is sitting Shiva, and they bench Birchas HaMazon, so you change the last bracha, you change it. To what extent do you change it? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Kedetanya, mahem omre bebeis ovel, what's the nusach? So the first time it says, atev ha-meitev. What do you mean atev ha-meitev? No, the Bryce is telling us that you change it, you add a tziduk adin. Abkivam and baruch dayinu emes. Baruch dayinu emes. And the Tanakhama also agrees that you say dayinu emes. So what does it say? What is that Teva Meitav? So the Gemara asks, Teva Meitav and Dinah Emes Lo, the Tanakhama holds, you don't change the bracha. The Braisa assumes that all the Tanakhama agree. No, Elayma say like this, Tanakhama holds that you say Teva Meitav with Dinah Emes. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, you only say Dinah Emes and you leave out. You don't say Teva Meitav at all, just like the Poilim don't say Teva Meitav at all because of the Hefsit for the Baba Bayis. So to the Beso Ovil, you don't say Atavah Meitav at all, you just say Baruch Dayin HaEmes. Common practice is that they don't say this Baruch and the Beis HaOvel. Even the Gemara has it and the Tosfos has it worked out what the text is. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So on the Shulchan Aruch they have two different opinions. One opinion is you only say this special Baruch Dayin HaEmes if you bench a Mizumin Basara, if you have 10. So usually you don't have 10 people benching in the Beis HaOvel when they eat. You don't have 10 people. Another opinion is that you say the special bracha even if you only have a mezuman of 3. You also say, sometimes they do have a mezuman of 3. Sometimes each of will eat separately. They don't, if you have a big crowd, they don't all eat together. And others are of the opinion, even if there's no mezuman at all, you also say this special bracha. A question whether you say it on Shabbos. So, in Shulchan Aruch, because there's an opinion, you only say this, you only change the text at the fourth, of the for the bracha, dayin ha-emes, if you have asara, usually you don't have asara, so that's why the common practice is that nobody says it. Does Art Scroll even have it? I'm not sure even if Art Scroll has the nusach ha-bracha. I think in the old Art Scrolls, for sure they didn't have it. Could be that the new ones, they do have it, I don't know. But others hold that you should say, even if there's no mezuman. Even if there's no mezuman, you say this bracha. So the Gemara assumes that this machlekes hatanoim in Maseches Moches is Tanakhama holds that you don't delete Hatoiv HaMeitiv in addition to Dayin HaEmes in the fourth bracha. You also say the regular Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Rabbi Kiva says no, you leave out Hatoiv HaMeitiv completely. You only say Dayin HaEmes. So that's what Rashi writes. Akar Moshe b'Beis HaOvel Aliba. The Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't say at all Dayin HaEmes. According to Tanakhama, you do say, but you expand on, and you add on, you say a Teva Meitiv, and you add on the Dayin HaEmes. Yeah, what a part of the Nusach HaBracha is, Lakech B'Mishpat, that God takes people's lives, B'Mishpat. What do you mean B'Mishpat? That God decides that people sinned, and that's why He takes their lives. So Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos quotes from the Halachas Gedolos, the last four or five lines of the Tosfos, Marzutra. Tosfos says, Appearish by Halachas Gedolos, that was before the days of the Balei Tosfos, the Halachas Gedolos was written in the days of the Gaonim. The Rishonim are not so sure who wrote it, whether Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon wrote it or Rabbi Shimon Kayora wrote it, but it was in the days of the Gaonim. So that's why Tosfos, even though Tosfos often disagrees with the Bahad, but they always have respect for his opinion. says it doesn't agree. Let's say if you left that one day in the middle of Sfiras Ayimah, so the Bahag's opinion is that you lost your chance, you can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore. So Taisa doesn't agree with that. But out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't say a bracha. If you left that one day, or women, the Bahag says women can't read the Megillah to be mitzvah men. We really don't pasken like that either, but out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't permit it. And so on. There's a lot of things that the Bahag says that we don't really hold like. So Taisa quotes, Pirish Bahag Dein Loimar B'Mishpat. Even though the Gemara said B'Ferish, Lakech, the Gemara says Lakech B'Mishpat, that God takes people's lives. God causes someone to die with a judgment. In other words, no one dies unless there's a judgment against him. That's Tzidik Adin. Dain HaEmes, that's what Tzidik Adin is. So the Bahag thinks he shouldn't say that against this Gemara. Why? Because there's a Gemara, Masech HaShabbos, Daftan Hey, that contradicts it. The Gemara there comes to the conclusion, Yesh Mitzvah, B'loi Chet. Sometimes people die even though they didn't sin. The Yesh Yisurim B'loi Oven that we had in the first Perek in Brochus, where is there such a thing as Yisurim Shalahavo? You assume that whoever suffers in this world is because they sin, and some punishment for their sins are not necessarily. So the Gemara says there is such a thing as Yisurim that are not a punishment for a sin. And there is such a thing as a Misa. Yesh Misa B'loi Chet. Yeah. So Tosis concludes, Miu B'kach En Mochka. That's not right. You shouldn't change the text of the bracha. Tosis doesn't agree with the Bahag. Shouldn't change the text of the bracha. We usually, once in a while, there's a person who dies, even though Min HaShemayim, even though it's not a punishment for any sins that he did. L'keach B'mishpat. Yeah. The Rabbeinu Yonis, the Ben Yen has two explanations over here. Why Tosfos says Miu Mishum Kachin Lamochki? You shouldn't change the Bahag is not right. You shouldn't change the text because of that Gemara Masechus Shabbos. So one suggestion is that usually when a person dies, it is a punishment for his averis. We assume it is a punishment. Once in a while, you have a person who died that didn't do any averis. So you don't change the bracha, you don't change the text of the bracha because of the exception to the rule. But the rule usually is that people die because of averus. Other Rishonim say, no, what do you have to say, the rule with exception to the rule? L'kech b'mishpat means that God has a whole plan. He has a reason why he wants this person to die. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mishpat, a punishment for the averus that he did. Whatever, God has a reason. God has a cheshbon. Kechol derocha of mishpat.
Righteousness.
Yeah. But doesn't necessarily mean it's a punishment for his averis. God is righteous and he has a whole cheshbon why he takes the person's life. Okay. So again, this bracha is usually deleted, but it's not really right. A lot of the poskim is not right. Those are all that you need a minyan. Shouldn't have been the accepted opinion. That's the question. Is it really Avelis Befrahesia? You're not being knowing anything. You're just saying Tzidik Adin over here. So some say on Shabbos you don't say because Avelis Befrahesia. And others disagree. There's no new Avelis here. Yeah. So that's why the common meaning is that you don't say it all. It's not right. So what's the Nusach HaBrocha? Atev HaMeitev Keh Lemes Dayin HaMes Shefet B'Tzedek L'Kech B'Mishpat B'Shalit B'Aylam Alasavar Kiritzan V'Chol D'Rocha Mishpat Sh'Akol Shalom Anachnu Amo V'Avodov O Bakol and all issues Anachnu Chayalim L'Hodos Lo. You have to say, we have to bless, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Shem V'Vorcham Al HaTov V'Kach M'Vorcham Al HaRoh. It's based on the Psukim and Halal that we just said. Goes to Shua Sasa V'Shem Hashem Ekro. And Tzor V'Yogan Emtzo V'Shem Hashem Ekro. The same Shem Hashem Ekro, whether it's Tzor V'Yogan Emtzo. Chai Vodim L'Varach HaLarach, Shem Shem V'Varach HaLatav. You don't say the same Nusach HaBroche. The Gemara said the Nusach HaBroche is different. When something wonderful happens, you say Atay Lameitiv. When a tragedy occurs, say Dayin HaEmes. But it's supposed to say both of the broches V'Simcha. Supposed to believe that Kol Ma'adovid Rachmano Letavovid. A lot of times it's hard to believe, but we're supposed to believe like that.
Where's it brought down to say it for Simcha?
The Shulchan Aruch said from the Rabbeinu Yoina, who interprets in the Gemara like that. That's later in the Masechta. The Mishnah says, "Kenshem Shem Brachim Al Atav V'Kachim Brachim Al Aron." The Gemara says it's not the same Nusach HaBracha. So the Gemara says you have to be Mekabel B'Simcha. So Rabbeinu Yoina is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Why B'Simcha? Supposed to believe that called my David Achmana the Tav of it. No, in Hilchas Brachas. Yeah, when it says that you say Brachim when a tragedy occurs.
Let me tell that story about Baal Musar,
Right, when the half of the Slabotki Shiva moved there, it's some moved to Hebron. So one of the sons of the Rosh Hashiva passed away. And the Rosh Hashiva came, I think, an hour late to the funeral of his own son. So they didn't understand. So they were afraid. They were embarrassed to ask him. But then in the middle of Shiva, someone raised the issue. Why did he come so late to his own son's funeral? So he said, you have to say the bracha dayin ha'emes b'simcha. And his son was just around 20 years old. And he was very promising in learning. He was going to have a tremendous future. And it was such a great tragedy, he couldn't get himself to say the bracha b'simcha. So he reviewed in his mind. It took him an hour till he reviewed in his mind. Called Aved Rachmana L'tav of it. We believe that God does everything l'tayva. And until he felt he was able to recite the bracha with some bit of simcha. With a little bit of simcha. Full simcha he wasn't. A little bit of simcha. Yeah, that story is related in the Tenua Samosa. Okay, then we conclude that bracha. Dayna emes, we say b'chol anachna, b'chol anachna chayav l'hol deslo on everything. Shem shem v'rocham al atav v'kachm v'rocham al aro. Ola v'rocho, go to Pirtzis Yisrael, go to Pratzis b'Yisrael. Yigdar is a Pirtza hazos b'Yisrael l'chayim. Hashem should end the Pirtza. Now the Gemara has a new thing. Lehechon hu chayzer. What's the question here? And 20 lines from the top. Amem vavam at base. What's the question? Lehechon hu chayzer. So Rashi learns lehechon hu chayzer. You have three people are eating bread together, and one wants to continue eating, and the other two want to bench, and they have to leave. So the one who wants to continue eating has to stop eating temporarily to enable the other two to bench mezuman. He has to answer. They're going to bench mezuman. So he waits till they finish the zimun. Now, how much do you have to wait for? So that was a machloikis at the beginning of the parak. That was a machloikis. Where was that? Oh, right on Amud Aleph. Adechan bichas hazimun. That's on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Right in the middle, right smack in the middle, after the two dots. Adechan bichas hazimun. When the third person who wants to continue eating has to be mafsik from eating in order to answer to the mezuman, how long does he have to pause? So Rav Nachman Amar ad nevarech. What do you mean? Till nevarech shachan mishlav tu b'chayinu. And then when the other two are saying the first bracha zanas olam, he can go back to continue eating. Rav Sheshet says, no, till zanas akol, till the end of the first bracha. So that's what we assume. Till the end of the first bracha zanas akol, then he goes back to eat. So now the Gemara has a shaila, lehechon hu chayzer. When that third person was mapsik and he continues to eat his sandwich and his bread and his food, when he benches, the other two left already, they benched mezuman with him, and they left. And now the third one finishes eating. So lehechon uchayza, where does he start to say birchas hamazon? So Rav Zvid Mishmei Dabai Yom Uchayza, the Rosh Machloikis. One says you start from Azanus Olam. Rabbanan Amri Lemokim Sheposa. No. Since he was listening to Leah and Azanus HaKol, so he was Yotzei that. Bizman HaGemara, when they bench Mizuman, only one person benched. So whoever was one of the two people who was benching Mizuman, said till the end of Azanus HaKol, so he was Yotzei that already. So the Rabbanan Amri in the Makam Sheposak, he starts from Noida Lecha. Hilcha, so how do we pass in the Makam Sheposak? So Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. Tosfos on Amud Aleph also said the same kasha. How can Rashi interpret like that? Rashi holds that when a yochid bench, a person eats a sandwich all on his own, you start from Noida Lecha. You don't start from Azanus HaOlam. So he says, how can it be? It's against the Pasuk. The Pasuk of the Chalta V'Savata V'Rachtos HaShem Alakecha Al Ha'oretz HaTeiva. So the Gemara learns that V'Rachtos HaShem Alakecha refers to the first bracha. Azanas Adam Kulabatua tell Azanas Akal. Allah Oretz is referring to Noida Lachor. Hatoiva is referring to Yerushalayim, Rachim, the third bracha. So how can you say that that's only when you're benching Bezuman, when a person is benching Beichidis, he starts with Noida Lachor? How is that possible? So Tosis says the whole pshat is all Rashi Lushitosai on Omed Aleph. The whole pshat is the Rashi Lushitos, and they're not happy with their Rashi. So how then can you read pshat over here? So what does it mean, Lehechon Hu Chayzer? What is the Machloikis, and what's Psak L'makam Sheposak? What does that mean? So Tosis gives a different pshat. Alken Tzarech Loimar, about 10 lines into the Tosis. Alken Tzarech Loimar, you have to say pshat. It doesn't go at all on a third person who was mapsik in order to answer the mezuman to the tomb. No, a regular. Three people, everybody finished eating, and they're benching mezuman. So when everybody answers, Baruch Shachan Mishlov Tuvachayinu, so what does the mezaman say? Does he say the same as they said, Baruch Shachan Mishlov Tuvachayinu, Baruch Halakenu Shachan Mishlov Tuvachayinu? Or does he repeat what he said originally, Nevorech Shachal Nemishalom? That's the Machlokes Tzarech Loimar. The Koyah Hodi, Amin Eliel, Avorech Amar, Nevorech Shachal Nemishalom. We don't really say that. We don't even say that. We say, Baruch Shachal Nemishalom. No, what do we say when you bench Benzuman? Well, what's our practice? You say, Rabbi Zayin Avarech, Yishem Shamach Matva Adolim. Then what do you say after that?
Nevarach Shachal Nemishalom.
Nevarach Shachal Nemishalom. Oh, we do say Nevarach Shachal Nemishalom. I already forgot. So we say Nevarach Shachal Nemishalom, and then everybody answers Baruch Shachal Nemishalom. So now the question is, Lehechon Hochoyza HaMevarech, the Mezamein, Lachash Yana HaMesubim, after they all say Baruch Shachal Nemishalom, does he go back to repeat what he said originally? Choyza LeRoish, does he repeat what he said initially in the Baruch Shachan HaMashalav Tuvachayinu? Or do you say, no, the Vakam Shepasak, what they answered, Shama Baruch Shachan HaMashalav, V'chein Hilchasa, we paskin that the second time that he says it, he says the same as the others answered, Baruch Shachan HaMashalav, V'chein Hilchasa, and that's how the Gemara says, Hilchasa the Vakam Shepasak. That's how he's, when the Mezamin says the second time, he says the way the others answer, Baruch Shachan HaMashalav Tuvachayinu. Has nothing to do with somebody answering a mezuman and he's not benching now. No, it goes on the regular every single time that you bench. How does the mezamin say? Then they quote a third pshat. They're not happy with Rashi, so they threw Rashi out. Okay. They didn't accept Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the yochid always starts with noy delecha. So Tosis was not able to bear that. That's not possible. So they gave their pshat. It goes on Baruch Shachan Mishaloi. Then they say, Rab Moshe Meivro Pireish, Anupshat. Ivro is a city in France, I guess. Chachme Ivro. Yeah. Rab Moshe Meivro Pireish, the Koya Shlosh Shoch, Lubiyotzech Mem Lashuk. One of them left. He's carrying on a conversation with someone else. And the other two want to bench Mizuman. And this guy is not here. He's standing up and talking to the mailman or something. So they call him, and they whistle to him, and they say, look, we got a bench. He says, okay. He'll answer the benching from, he's standing by the door. He'll answer the benching. So the Gemara said, if you want a bench, ba'asar, that was the Gemara over here, on Mem Hei on the base. If you have 10 people, and he's the 10th one, and they say, we want you to answer, he has to come back into the same room. Why? Because, Kevin the boy, lat kui shem shemayim, since if you have asara, you want to say Baruch Alakenu, so the Gemara says, La Baruch Ara, it's not Derech Eretz to have 9 people in one room and a 10th person in the other room, and he's answering to the Mezuman. He has to come back. But if it's only 3 people, a Mezuman of 3, so he can stay in the other room, but they call him, they whistle to him and say, you got to answer Mezuman because we got a bench. So when he answers Mezuman, he carries on his conversation with the mailman or whatever, with the next door neighbor. So then when he finally comes back 5-10 minutes later and he wants the bench, so where does he begin from? Because he heard the beginning of the benching till Azanas Hakol. That's the assumption on Amud Aleph. He heard the beginning of the benching from the Mezamin till Azanas Hakol. So Rav Moshe Meivro learns that that's what we're talking about. The koya shlosh shach lo yatzach mem lashuk. One of them goes away. The korim loim is am the malov. He stays over there and he answers from a distance. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Lahechon hu chayzer. When he finally comes back to the table, and he's got the other two already benched and they left. So when the third one, who was outside in the street, though he was in the other room, talking to the mailman, whatever, when he comes back to bench, does he start from the very beginning, Hazanah Sa'ilam? Because he was carrying on a whole conversation here. He was talking in the middle of the... He didn't talk till the end of Hazanah Sa'ilam. Then he spoke in between Hazanah Sa'ilam and Noy Delucho. So the first opinion is Chozer L'Rosh. He starts from the beginning of the whole Birchas Hamazon. And the Rabbanan say, no, the Makom Shel Pasuk, it starts from Noy Delucho, and that's how he passed. He starts from Noy Delucho. But the question is, but he was talking the whole time in between. So what do you mean? How is that acceptable?
Similar to Rashi. Like,
yeah. Rashi learned, even though he ate bread, he was mopsik in the middle of a sandwich to answer them, and then he eats bread. So Rashi has a unique opinion that nobody agrees with over here. Rashi holds, when the Yochid benches Birchas Hamazon, he starts with Noy Delucho. The first bracha is on the soil, and it's only if you're benching Mizuman. So that all the Balei HaTosfos couldn't accept that. So here we're talking, he didn't eat any bread afterwards, but he carried on the whole conversation. So we paskin, the Hilchos of the Makom Shel Pasuk, he starts with Noy Delucho. How can that be? V'hocha boy, you hear the last four lines in Tosfos. V'hocha ar gemara boy, the Gemara has a question. Lo'osa min ashuk, the third one who walked out is carrying on the conversation with the mailman, with the delivery man. And he answers Zuman from a distance outside. Lechon echozer lamakom shepasak. What does it mean? The hainu lamami azon v'yelach lamami nevarich. He till the end of azon is akol he was yotze. V'hashta nicha de lakasha me hazon shaharei loisoad bintayim. That's how he corrects it on this side. You can't say loisiper bintayim. He didn't talk in between. He did talk. He was standing in the street and carrying on a whole conversation with the delivery man. So that's not Miyakeh B'dievet? Wow. That's not Miyakeh B'dievet. And what about Shok Dalik Maskulo? So Lachatchili had not, whenever, let's say, Tkiya Shofar, and whenever davening, a Kriya Shema, Mikra Megillah, whenever you have a mitzvah, duchening, whenever you have a mitzvah that takes a while, so you shouldn't pause in the middle so long that you could have begun the mitzvah from the beginning to the end, and completed the whole thing. Let's say you're going to pause in the middle of Kriya Shema so long, you could have said the whole Kriya Shema from the whole Birchas, Kriya Shema with the Brachas. You could have said Kriya Shema with the Brachas from the beginning to the end during the pause. Sometimes in Kiddusha you have a problem. Chazan is singing away in Kiddusha and it takes 5 minutes. So you could have finished the whole Kiddusha in the 5 minutes that he's singing. So the Mishnah Brura says about Duchening. The Kohanim, a lot of times they have such a long pause in the middle of the Duchen to give everybody a chance to say the Tefillah that's printed in the Siddur. So in those 5 minutes that they're waiting, pausing, the Kohanim could have said the whole Yerech Hashem Yishmeyecha, Yerech Hashem Ponev Eilecha Lichoneka, could have said the whole Duchening from the beginning to the end. So the Mishnah Brura is Mekel, if they're singing a Nigen, so the Nigen is considered as if it's part of the Duchening. It's not considered Shohak Kedelik Merskulam. Questionable. Why they're singing a nigun with no words? How is that acceptable? I don't know. So by kedusha also maybe. But make all by kedusha. The chazan is singing along chazanishet piece in the middle of kedusha, and there's a pause for a few minutes in the middle of kedusha. Sometimes such a long pause, you could have said the whole shemone esrei from the beginning to the end.
When you talk about a pause, you mean just between kadosh kadosh and baruch kavod?
Yeah.
So usually there's
not much singing again. Singing is later in
the
Kiddushin. Singing is from Mekom HaKadushin. Oh, okay.
Yimlach, so.
Uh-huh. Yimlach
is the acre of the
Kiddushin. Okay. Okay, maybe that's the answer. Mm-hmm. So what does Tosis say? So the talking in between, it's not right to talk either. So their only word, Sha'arei lo yisoad bintayim, he didn't eat more bread. If he would have eaten more bread, then they don't accept Rashi's opinion that the Yochid who benches starts with Noy Delucho. That can't be. But he's talking in between. The Yochid starts from Azanas Ha'olam. But he was talking in between. He can't have the Girsa Sharelo, he's Sipe bin time. He was Sipe, he did talk. He did talk. So it's B'diyevet. He Yotze B'diyevet. Okay. Even though it says in Shulchan Aruch also like that. It says if a person by mistake says Yalla V'yava on a day that is not Rosh Chodesh. So the whole Yalla V'yava was out of place. So it's considered a hefsik, but hefsik is not mevatel la mitzvah b'diavad. You yotze d'shmoneh esrei, even though he spoke something that's mamash not true. Yalla v'yava b'yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, yom chagamatzis hazeh. Today is not chagamatzis. He's so used to saying yalla v'yava. He says it on the shmoneh esrei after yontav is over. Also says chagamatzis. He says Rosh Chodesh, whatever. So b'diavad hefsik is not mevatel la mitzvah unless shok d'elik maskul. Shok the Ligmas Kula was a machloikis we had in the Gemara, and then it's a machloikis how we paskin. It was a steer between two Gemaras, so that was a machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether the exception to the rule is Shmona Esrei because the person is Zaymed Lefnei HaMelech. So Shok the Ligmas Kula is Mevatl Shmona Esrei, and the Ramah was Mekal on that also. It's not Shmona Esrei, only if Machmas Onsa, if he wasn't a Stam, he pauses in the middle. But if he wanted to, he could have continued to daven. So there was no hechreach to daven. There was no hechreach to pause. So then shok derig maskula doesn't passel. But if there was a machmas oynes, he wasn't able to daven while he was shoya. So then shok derig maskula machmas oynes is mevatel the tziruf. So chiddush, the way Tosis interprets. Okay, these are the three pshatim in the Gemara. So Rashi pshat they don't accept at all. The makom shepasak that the one who stopped in the middle of eating and then he eats more bread later, he starts from noydalucha. How can it be? But he ate more bread afterwards. How can he start from noydalucha? He has to start from the beginning. So Tosis gave two other pshatim. One pshat that doesn't go on it, and a third person being mopsy. Because on every case, whenever you bench mezumen, what nusach should the mezamen say after the others answer Baruch Shachan Mishalom Tevuchayinu? Should he say Baruch, or should he say again the Baruch Shachan Mishalom? The maskan is he says like they said Baruch Shachan Mishalom, the makom shepasa. In the third pshat, the Rav Moshe Mi'avram says it goes on the person is not eating more bread, but he was talking in between. So the till Hazan Sakol he was yotze before, and then the rest he davens now. The rest he benches now. Starts from Noi Delecha. Even though there was a long pause in between. It's a wild shot. Okay. Chiddush Diki Gemara. Let's see the Gemara continue. Amalei Reish Galusa Lerav Shesh. Avgav the Rabban Kashishi Atun. You rabbis are elder gentlemen. Kashishi are old. And you have a lot of life's experience. And you learned a lot of Torah. But I want you to know that the Persian Goyim have nicer practices than the rabbis do. So we should pick up the nice things when they're going. The Persians, when they have a meal, they have they're more bikim. They have more respect for their elders. If there's a very important person and he has a gabbai with him, and they used to eat in a reclining position, so this man changed they meet this God Mesa Barush, we shane a lot of Mile Himenu. And the one who's gonna be Mishamashem is to the head of his bed. So man shame shlosh sholosh, when there are three people, so the Godl should always be Beemtza. That's our Gemara in Yuma, I think, Shlosh Shoim Halchem Baderech. So the one who's the biggest Tamachachm should walk in the middle, that's Bekovedik. And the one who's the least Tamachachm should walk to his left, so his right hand will be, if he's a righty, his right hand will be next to the Adam Gadol to be Mishamishim. And the one who's less learned than the Adam Gadol, but more learned than the third one, should stand to the right of the Talmud Chacham. So his left hand is next to the Gadol, but and if he wants to help him, he'll help him with his right hand, but won't be so available to help him. The one to his left will help him first. So So he says that the Persians had this whole system. Fine, the Gemara works out the whole thing. Okay. That's what the Gemara, I think, says in Yuma. So the right hand of the one who's going to the left, the right, they were all righties apparently. They didn't have too many lefties. So the right hand will be right next to the Adam Gadol to be able to help him, to be Mishamish him. I think the Rashi probably says it there in Yuma.
Doesn't
the
Gemara say, though, that like it's just a matter of convenience that they can talk to each other?
Argimar says about talking, yeah. But about Shloshim Halchim Aderech, that's to be Mishamish, yeah. So then the Gemara has a Shaila, Mai Mishanim Hechem Aschilim. When you're washing the Tilus Yadayim, who should wash first? Who's the conversation between the Reish Galusa and Rav Sheshes? Say, who washes first? So he says, Men Agadol. The biggest Tamachachim, Mishim Mechaben, he should wash first. So the Reish Galusa says, does that make sense? Yeshem Agadol v'yishma yodav achinot in kulam. He should sit there like an idiot. He's going to wash until it's done. He can't talk until he says, I'm oitzi. He has to wait till everybody else. He can have 20 guests. So it's going to take 20 minutes till everybody washes until it's done. Till they're all going to sit down. So does that make sense? So he says, he doesn't have to wait till everybody else. M'chabed him, he should wash first. And then we give him his challah. The altamai said, taka kame. We bring him right away to the table. Taka is a table. And he's able to say, I'm oitzi right away. What if he's going to say Hamoitzi, let's say on Shabbos, Friday night, yeah? He's going to say Hamoitzi to be Moitzi everybody else. You can't say, well, Mechabed him, he should wash first, and then you should give him his bread, he's going to say Hamoitzi. He has to wait till everybody else. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote that the practice of the Rosh always was that he would wash last. The covet is the one who washes last, so you have less of a hafsokeh between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamoitzi, because the Gemara says, Tekef Lenetila Brocha. So there were two Gemaras we had. There was one Gemara, Tekef Lenetila Brocha, right after my Machrainim, you bench Bichas Hamazin right away. Then there was a Gemara later, and the next parak, Tekef Lenetila Brocha, as soon as possible after the Rebbe Kavigi quoted from the Zohar, but it was a Gemara also, Tekef Lenetila Brocha, right after Maim Rishonim, you should say Hamoitzi right away. So if you have 30 people, and you have to wait, you only have Lecha Mishnah, one person is going to say Hamoitzi to be Moitzi everybody, so you got to wait. You have no choice. So if you have no choice, then the covet is that the one who, the biggest Tamachacham, should have to wait the least. So he should wash last. That's what the Mechaber quotes from the Rosh. The practice of the Rosh was that he would wash last. What about My Machroinim Hech Maschilim? Who washes my machronim first? Amalei min ha-kotten. The least Talmud Chacham should wash first, because we want to have tekef l'netila bracha. They're all going to wash my machronim, and then they're all going to bench mezumin together. They're all going to bench together. So it's not the kovedik to have the gadol wash first, and then he has to wait till the other 25 people wash my machreinim. So the Gemara asks, but this is also not bekovedik. The cotton washes first. If we go to Yosef, he sits there, we assume that they took away all the food. So the biggest Hamachacham has to wait. He can't eat any food because the waiters took everything off the table because they're ready to bench. So he can't eat any food, and his hands are greasy, sticky. In the days of the Gemara, everybody ate with their fingers. There was no such thing. They had no forks. They had no spoons. Everything they ate with their fingers. So the fingers are going to be greasy. The Gemara has two different reasons for my machrein. One reason is kishem shemezuham posol avoida kach yadai mezuham as psulas libracha. Let's say there's a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. He's very old and he looks sickly. He's not a balmum, strictly speaking, he's not a balmum. Everything is fine, but he doesn't look healthy. So that's mezuham. So kishem she mezuham, posel avoida, just like a kohen happens to be a mezuham. He looks very old, he looks sickly. It's not bekovedik that he should do a hakrobus akarbonus on the base amigdush, so to your diamonds or hummus psulus lebroch. If your fingers are sticky, let's say you had ice cream and it dripped all over your fingers and you licked your fingers and everything is sticky, all you have to say is boy nefoshes. But you have to wash your fingers before you say boy nefoshes. Or let's say you're in the middle of a meal and you had something and your fingers are sticky. Let's say you didn't wash. So you have to say a bracha for each course in the meal. Adama, ha'itz, whatever you're going to say. And your fingers are sticky because you were touching something before. So then it's not proper to say a bracha without washing your fingers. So that's one din. Yadayim zohamas psubus lebracha. Then the Gemara has another concern that Melech Sodomis, they used to use salt a lot in their food. Today we assume it's not so healthy to eat so much salt. But in the days of the Gemara, they used to put salt in, they used to dip everything in salt in the middle of the meal. And sometimes if you get the salt on your fingers and you rub it into your eyes, you can hurt yourself. You can ruin your eyesight. So the Gemara said these are the two reasons why they instituted Maimachrenim. And the Gemara says even soldiers in the army, and they don't have access to so much water, and we abodvar and potra b'machne, that's a mishnah at the end of the first perek in Erevin, that the soldiers in the army don't have to wash and the tibbles yadayim before they eat a sandwich, but that's only Maim Rishonim, they don't have to wash. Heimomer beheimomer, the whole institution of Netilas Adayim is only Midir Rabbanan. So the Chachamim said that Bemachne, the soldiers in the army, can eat the bread without Netilas Adayim. But Maim Achroinim, that's Mishum Chashash Sakana, you can blind yourself. So that the Gemara says they have to wash. Even the soldiers in the army have to wash Maim Achroinim. Or let's say the people, they finished eating, and they had a bench, and there was no water to wash Maim Achroinim. So they bench without Maim Achroinim. Does it make sense to wash Maim Achroinim afterwards? When you come back to civilization, they were eating wherever in the forest, had a picnic in the park, and they didn't have any Maim Achroinim to wash. They drank all the soda that they had, and they didn't wash Maim Achroinim. Does it make sense to wash later? So if it's because your daim is ohamas psulas lebrocha, so you already benched. You already said the bracha achroinim. But if there's still a concern of melech sodom, shemisam isayinayim, then you should wash Maim Achroinim even after you benched already, because it's still a chashash sakana. You can rub it into your eyes. Tosis writes in the beginning of Kol HaBasar and Chulim, Perek Kol HaBasar, by us, Melech Sodomis is not Motzi. So we don't have to worry about the Melech Sodomis. And the Yodayim Zohamis also, they weren't so concerned about it. Would you touch the pages of the Gemara if your fingers are sticky? Would you touch your shirt? So we would not. You touch a jacket, you make it full of stains. The Balei HaTosfos would touch their shirt, they would touch the Gemara. So they didn't consider it Yodayim Zohamis. Sure. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, if the cotton washes Maim Achroinim first, and the Godel Yosef, the bigger Talmid Chacham sits there, they took away all the food. The Yodah Mizuhama, Sachinotum Kum, he has to wait till everybody else washes their hands. He's going to be the last one. Very nice when Mechabed him, that he should have the Tekef Lenetila Brocha. He should have the Birchas HaMazon immediately following the Maim Achroinim. But he sits there like an idiot. He can't eat any food because the waiters took everything away. And just sitting there to wait till everybody washes. Amalei, so Rav Sheshis answers, no. The waiters don't take away the little table with the food on it until it's time to wash Maim Achroinim. When they've given them a Maim Achroinim, then they take away the table. So the Godel can continue to eat. If he's interested, he can continue to eat. Until I bring them the Maim Achroinim, then they're going to take away their food. So that's not a problem. So that's what Rav Sheshis answered the Reish Galusa. Amar Rav Sheshis Anomas Nita Yodayna. What does he say? Amar Rav Sheshis Anomas Nita Yodayna. The Tanya we have a Tosefta. Ketzat Seder Haseb Bezman Shehim Shtei Mitos. Godel Mesa Barosh Vishenin Lola Mata Amen. Bezman Shehim Sholosh Mitos. Godel Mesa Barosh Vishenin Lola Mata Amen. Shlishi Lola Mata Amen. He's giving him a commentary on everything that the whole conversation. He says the Persians know how to do it properly. So he says we have a Tosefta that says like that. When there are three people, how should they sit? What the position should be? then my mishana maschilim in al gadol, and you give him the table also. You give him the bread. He should be able, shouldn't have to wait for everybody else. My machrainim, what do you do with my machrainim? Say, there's man shem chamish, if there are only five people who are going to bench, maschilim in al gadol, if whoever's going to bench. So the gadol should wash my machrainim first. There's man shem mayof, there are 100 people. So you're not going to give the, it's not bekavadik to have the Odom Gadol wash first and sit there without talking, because tekev lenetilas yadayim bracha, you shouldn't be mafsik in between my machrenim and the Birchas Hamazon. So that's not bekavadik, you keep them waiting for so long. Man shei meya, if you have 100 guests, maschilim min akot melat shemagim etzel chamisha v'chazim maschilim min agadol. Okay. Olamokim, Shamayim Achreinim Chayz Melashon Bracha Chayzeres. Whoever washes my Achreinim first from the last five, it's self-understood that he was the one who was chosen to bench Mezumin. Masai Leila Rav. Why? It shows that Rav is right. Amar Abchei Barashi Amar Rav Kolano Tal Yodah Bachreinim Tchila. The one who washes first from among the last five. Who Mezumin Le Bracha. Yeah, how do we know? Because Rav was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rav or Rapchia. Rav was a nephew of Rapchia. And Rapchia was much older than Rav. And they were both learning. They were students of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Aviyasu b'sudosa kameh de Rebbe. Rebbe was the last of the period of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Omar le Rebbe le Rav. So Rebbe tells his student, kum ashiyoda, go wash my machranim. Chazed de komirta. So Rebbe sees, we had this already, le'el daf mem gimel. We had it already. So Rebbe sees that Rav is very nervous. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi tell me that I should wash my machrenim? Does he think I'm eating too much? Or it's not their cheretz, my fingers are greasy. So Amalei, so he told him, don't worry. What I meant to say was, either Rapchia told him, or Rebbe told him, don't worry, I'm the Bichas Mazainikom Aloch. He meant, he wants you to wash my machrenim first. He means that he's mechabed you, that you should bench mezumin. Okay. When does it make sense to be mechabed someone? So it makes sense to be mechabed him. Who's going to bench mezumin? Right. Who's going to bench mezumin? We had the Gemara already. That there were three Amaroim. Do we have that? Here, the third wide line on Memheim based. There were three Amaroim, and the first wide line on Memheim based. Yehuda bar Mareima, Amar bar Avashi, Veravacha midifti, all ate bread together. Kacha rifta behada adodi. And they were all approximately on the same level of learning. Lahava behucha, the havi muflag mechabri levrucha lehu. They didn't think any one of the three of them, they were chaverim, they were classmates, they didn't think anyone was more learned than the others, and they assumed that the whole institution of benching mizumin only makes sense that one person benches and the others are yotze. If he's more learned than me, so his bracha will be more meaningful, his bracha will be more significant. So you have him bench for all three of us. But over here, hechad dechi adorin, you know, all the three people are on the same level of learning, same level of Yerushamayim, so it's preferable that each one should bench on his own. You shouldn't bench mizumin. So each one benched on his own. And then they went and they asked the Shaila, also the Kamed de Mereimar, and he said, you made a mistake. You were Yotzi benching, but you weren't Yotzi Mezumin. Even if they're all on the same level, they should also bench Mezumin. So that's considered a kibud. When the Mechabed a person to bench Mezumin, Mechabed a person to say Hamoitzi, or to say Kiddush, to be Moitzi everybody else, that's considered a kibud. What about to walk in the door first? Whoever is more Mechubad, you should have him walk in the door first.
Because
in the days of the Gemara, when they benched Mezumin, it's not like today. Only the Mezamid said the benching. So what am I gaining by being Yotze with Shemer Kohen? That's what we assume. We assume it's a Birchas HaChabur. We assume that it's Beroi Vam Hadras Malach also. We assume Shulchan Aruch. It's better that one person should say Kiddush and everybody should be Yotze. One person should say Abdullah. And everybody should be Yotze, that's because of Beroi Vam Hadras Melech. So if this, they didn't realize that. They thought that the whole institution in Ben Shemizumin is, if one is greater in Yerushalayim, greater in learning than the other two, so his benching will be more meaningful. So let's try to latch on to his benching. But if all three are on the same level, they thought that there's no mezumin. And the Gemara says they're dead wrong. That's not correct. It's still b'rayvam hadas melech. Still better to have the whole chabura or for one benching. Yeah. So where are you mechabed people? See, mechabed people, he should say kiddush for everybody. He should say hamoitzi for everybody. He should say birchas hamozen to be moitzi everybody. He should say abdallah. What about the walk on the highway? So the Gemara says on the last line, Tana Rabbanan, Ein mechamdem loy bedrochem v'lo b'gishorim. When you're going on the highway, so you're going crossing over a bridge, there's no mitzvah to be mechabed. V'lo b'yodai mizu hamois. For washing my machreinim. There's no kibud. When everybody's washing my machreinim, you don't have to be mechabed, the biggest tamachachim, he should wash first. When you get to the last five, so whoever was chosen to... They have to decide who's going to bench Muzumin. Whoever's going to bench Muzumin should be the first one to wash from the last five. That's how the Gemara says. Rav and Rabbi have a kazli b'yurucha. They were both riding on donkeys and on the highway. Kad mechamri de Ravin ledabai. So the donkey of Ravin walked, it was a donkey, had no seichel. So walked in front of the donkey of Abai. Well, omalei nezel mar. Huh? And apparently, Robin was a student of Abai. And he didn't say, the Rebbe should go first. So Abai thought to himself, this Robin visited Eretz Yisrael. It was very rare in the days of the Gemara that they visited Eretz Yisrael. Cost a lot of money, I guess. Okay. So he went to Eretz Yisrael and he came back to Bavla. Now he's quoting things all the time in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And he no longer considers himself a student of Abai, even though for years he learned by Abai. And he didn't, his donkey went ahead of Abai's donkey, and he didn't say the Rebbe should go first. So Abai thought to himself, Omar, he thought to himself, since he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he thinks he's God's gift to the world. Gosle Daite, he's very arrogant. When they came to the doorway to enter into the Beis HaKnesses, Amalei, so Ravin says to Abai, Neomar, the Rebbe should go first. So Abai now is upset. So he says, and until now you kept on going before me. How come you didn't show any sign of respect for me the whole time while we were traveling? Amalei, v'ad hashta la'marano, until now your donkey went in front of me and you didn't say, would the Rebbe please go first? Amalei, so he said he had learned in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Yochanan. He picked up a lot from Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. There's no mitzvah. The Gemara quoted this Tanah Rabbanan, the last line. There's no Inyan of Kavod to be mechabed to go first. You've got to be mechabed to cross over the bridge first, or to walk in the street first, or to go on a highway first. It's going to clog up the whole traffic. You can't be mechabed. Whoever goes, sure. You can't stop the flow of traffic because you want to be respectful to have someone else go first. When you're walking through the door, so that's why since the Beis HaKnesses was a Pesach Sheish Ben Mezuzah, that's why he was Mechabdim. This Ben Mezuzah and less Mezuzah Loi, a Beis HaKnesses usually Alpidin does not have any Mezuzah. Gemara has a Machloikis. And the first perek in Yuma, you have a lot of dinim about mezuzah. So the Gemara has a machlekes about a beis haknesses and a beis hamedrash. As a hishtamshin shel kodesh there, you use it for davening and for learning. Do you need a mezuzah? So we paskan mikra, then you don't need a mezuzah. We have a minig that if it's a beis hamedrash, so we do put a mezuzah. Because the Maharam Rutenberg used to learn in a beis hamedrash that had no mezuzah. And he kept on having a recurrent dream that it's not right, the angels were telling him, it's not right that you learn in the Beis Medrash that has no mezuzah. So he finally put up a mezuzah without a bracha, because mikra din, you don't need a mezuzah. So then he had a dream, Yashikaya, good for you, he did the right thing, he put a mezuzah. So the dream only was in a Beis HaMedrash, not in a Beis HaKnes. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. In the Gemara, the two are put together in the first parak in Yuma. There's an opinion in Tanoim that even Beis HaKnes and Beis HaMedrash both need a mezuzah. And we pass the mikra din, neither needs a mezuzah, but we only put a mezuzah on a beis hamedrash because Tamid Chachamim if they're hungry and they feel if they have a little snack in the middle of learning, this will enable them to concentrate better on their learning. So we permit it, even though you're not allowed to have a snack in the shul. The Kedusha Beis HaMedrash is higher than the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says we have a din of Malam HaKadosh V'lo Marid. So the Gemara assumes that the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash, Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, one is miyuchad for davening, one is miyuchad for learning. So the Gemara assumes that they don't have the same level of Kedusha. But it's a machloikis in the end of Megillah, whichever the two has the higher level of Kedusha. Whichever one has the higher level of Kedusha, so you're not allowed to convert it, to switch it. So we paskin lemaskanas ha-gemar, we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi against Rabbi Yechanan, that Kedusha is based on Medrash, is higher than that of the Kedusha is based on Knesset. So you're not permitted to convert a yeshiva into a shul, but you are permitted to convert a shul into a Beis HaMedrash, into a yeshiva to learn. So even though the Kedusha is based on Medrash is a higher level, but this one kula you have, that Tamir HaChamim are permitted to have, nibble a snack in the middle of learning if they feel that that will help them learn better. Because the Kedusha is based, the Beis HaMedrash is miyuchad for learning. So if having the snack or taking a little nap will enhance his learning, it'll help him learn better. So we don't tell him, go across the street to the cafeteria and have a snack. It'll take him 5 minutes till he walks across the street, 5 minutes till he walks back, 5 minutes till he eats the snack until he pays for it. It'll waste 15 minutes like this. It'll only take 3 minutes, or he's going to take a nap. Tell him, go to the dormitory and take a nap. No, go to the dormitory. It'll take him 15 minutes till he gets there, till he comes back, till he has the nap. It'll take a while. Let him have the nap and the Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaMedrash is for the purpose of learning, so this will enhance his learning if he takes a little nap. So that's what they point out in Shulchan Aruch, that even though the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash is higher than the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, but the purpose of the Beis HaMedrash is to further learning. So since having the little snack, having the little nap will enhance his learning, so that's why it is permissible. Yeah, so because you can take a little nap and you can take a little snack, so that's why we follow this dream of the Maharam Rutenberg that we put a mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash. You don't put a mezuzah on the Beis HaKnesses, but you do put a mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash. A lot of times the community has Kiddush in the shul, or they have Shalva Shudas in the shul, so then it's a Beis HaMedrash. In the shul, you're not supposed to eat food. But if they do have Kiddush there in the shul, that they have Shalva Shudas there in the shul, so you treat it as if it's a Beis HaMedrash.
Learning shul. Most places
they learn
shul, it's not
but it's really the main purpose really to daven there. So to learn is mutter. To learn is mutter. We wouldn't say it's also to learn in the shul. It's mutter to learn, even though it's really miyuchad for davening.
Yeah, is the same thing true the opposite way? The clock has a din of a base medrash even though we daven there all the time?
Yeah, because the main purpose of clock is for learning, yeah. Yeah, the Achrayim quote is Zohar that the Shulchan should be on an elevated platform where you're going to learn Kriyas HaTorah. Should be elevated platform, just like Maimon HaSinai. The Torah was given from on top of the mountain, but that's only if it's a Beis HaKnesses. Such the Torah Kriyas HaTorah should be on an elevated platform. If you're davening in a Beis HaMedrash like downstairs, so the whole Beis HaMedrash is the top of the mountain. We're all on top of the mountain. But if you're in a shul, so only the bima, which has the shulchan, where you're going to learn Kriyas HaTorah, that's the top of the mountain. So that should be higher than the rest of the shul. That's the minhag.
Is there an issue with actually putting mezuzah on a shul entrance?
Is there an issue?
Because you see it all over the place, though. I don't mean in the front door of the shul, but when you come in and the sanctuary has its own set of doors.
At the very front door, if there's a hallway that goes to the social hall, so the front door is leading to the social hall where you're going to eat. But the shul itself, is there anything wrong? Is there any downside? Downside is you have the mezuzah and it's crying. Why they stick me over here? I'm not functioning. It's not right to have a mezuzah where you don't need a mezuzah. A lot of times people put a mezuzah where it's not really necessary, so you're wasting the mezuzah. That's not right. You have a mezuzah that has kedusha, and then you're not using it for the mitzvah, so that's not proper. So they went into a Beis HaKnesses over here. The Beis HaKnesses didn't have even after the dream of the Marmur Merv. The Achranim asked the question, why do we, I think the Shach raises the question, why do we have the minig to put a mezuzah? Why don't we just ignore all the dreams of the Maharam? Why don't we just ignore his dreams? Where else do they quote the dream of the Maharam Rutmerg in the end of Choshe Mishpot? It says, there's a Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia, that if someone worked for me, I have a babysitter, I have an employee who did some work for me, and then I got to pay him his salary. So you have no right to say, oh, I have a lot of extra books, I have a lot of extra furniture in the house. I owe you $100, so take $100 worth of furniture. You have no right to say that. The guy worked for you, so you have to pay him cash. Or if you're afraid he's not going to declare it, so you pay him by check. Okay? You have to pay him by, you can't give him shavikas. You have no right. So the Maharam Rutmerg had a dream that the reason why you're not allowed to give him commodities is because people work in order to be able to buy food to eat. What if the guy worked in a deli and the owner of the delicatessen says, okay, now I owe you $300, take $300 worth of sandwiches and salami and ketchup and food and orange juice, take $300 worth of food. So the Maharam Rutmerg paskins based on the dream that that's okay. So there the paskim asked Akasha an interesting svara, that the reason why you have to give him cash or a check is that it should be easier for him to acquire food to eat, but why don't we usually ignore dreams? We usually say, that's Akasha. Over here, these two dreams of the Maharam Rutmerg got quoted. They tell the story about a person was in the lumber business. He used to chop down trees, and then they used to float them on the river. Down the river to another location, and then they would take the logs out from the river and sell them at the other location. So you had a dream that a few times he had the same dream. The way he sees in his dream, the next time they're going to float the logs down the river, the log is going to bang into his head, and he's going to crack open his skull, and he's going to die. So he was nervous, he didn't want to go. So yes, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, what should he do? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, just forget about it. The Gemara says, just forget about it. So he forgot about it, but that's what happened. The next time they did the logs, the log banged into his head, cracked open his skull, and he died. So the children were sitting shivas. Rav Chaim Volozhiner came to be Menachem Mobile. So the children were angry. He killed their father. He told their father he should ignore the dream. So he said, after that, he said, if one of you will have the same dream, I'll tell you exactly the same thing. Even after the father died, he says, we ignore all the dreams. So that's a question. Why was the Maharam Rutmerg concerned about the dreams? Why did he introduce the two dreams into the Psak Halacha? The dream about the food, the guy works for the deli, and the dream about the mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash. That's another question, that there seem to be Gemaras and Nidorim that you are concerned about dreams sometimes. So it's a kasha that we shouldn't work on. So some say, whenever there's a suffix sakana, then you should be concerned about the dream. So that's a kasha on the story of Chaim Volozhiner. Why wasn't he concerned? He had a dream that he's going to lose his life, so there maybe there's suffix sakana. That's a kasha on Chaim Volozhiner, yes. That is a kasha. What?
It was Ram's dream. Sakana?
No, Ram's dream was not sakana. No, his dream was that if the guy works for a grocery store, you can pay him in food. Because the whole reason why the halacha requires you should pay him cash, it should be easy for him to buy food to eat. So, Adarab, here I'm giving him the food. I say, I owe you $300. Take $300 worth of food. Mezuzah also, no sakana. Yeah, no sakana there either.
I like that food.
No, let's say, you know, that's what he wants money for. Yeah. 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 So what did he say? So the whole time Ravin visited there, so he comes back to Bavel, keeps on quoting Rabbi Yochanan now, and he ignores Abaye. He's traveling on the highway, and he's not Mechabed. His donkey goes and had a ahead of Abai's donkey, and Abai and Robin doesn't say anything until they come to the Beis HaKnesses, and then he encourages Abai should walk first. They say, why weren't you mechabed me on the highway? So he says, because when I was in Eretz, I heard from Rabbi Yechanan, you only have to be mechabed Pesach Sheish Bo Mezuzah. So the Gemara asks, and the Pesach Sheish Bo Mezuzah, you don't have to be mechabed. So the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaKnesses doesn't have a mezuzah. So why is he so insistent? The Gemara says, this a mezuzah and the less be mezuzah lo, only if it has a mezuzah. Why does it depend whether it has a mezuzah? Elamiyata Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, the Leisbu Mezuzah, strictly speaking, they're both in the same boat. That's what it is. It says, in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph on the base, is where the Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanaim, two brises, whether Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, is Chai Ben Mezuzah or not. I remember when they built the building across the street, first of all. So, the first week that they moved into the building, so I think Rabbi Reichman was the head, was a student at that time. He was head of the mezuzah committee of the SOY. So we asked Rabbi Soloveitchik a lot of shilas, well, they need a mezuzah here, there, the other door. So then after a lot of shilas, Rabbi Soloveitchik, I don't understand, but it's a Beis HaMedrash over here. So what are you so concerned about all the mezuzahs for? Mikar Adin, you don't need a mezuzah. So he said, Rabbi, there's a college here too. Oh, he says, I forgot all about that. He didn't remember there was a college. He thought that people just sitting and learning all day. Yeah.
Is it an issue of a takana? Because my friend, a takana that needs a president to overrule?
Taisus says, in there, in the beginning of Kol HaBasam, Taisa says, it's not, there was no need for a takana, bishum sakana, there's no need for a takana, because there's a diminatory, you're not allowed to do anything that may be detrimental to your health, you have to take care of your good health. So you don't need a takana de rabbanan that you have to wash mayim achrayim because you may rub the salt into your eyes. That's a diminatory. They just brought to our attention, you better, that this is a sakana, but once they bring to our attention, that if you're eating a meal and you may have dipped your fingers into the salt and then you may rub the salt into your eyes, so then in Mela there's no need for a takana. It's a dim and a ter. So whenever that Melech Sedomis is not available, so there's no din. They never made a takana de Rabban.
What about the other reason?
The other reason is a din. Your daim is a hummus, absulus lebrach. So if your daim is a hummus, so then you have to wash your hands. If your daim is a hummus, then you don't have to. They said a din. They never said a takana, you need my machrem. They said a din. Idaim is a hummus, absulus libroch. Geshem shem zoom, pasal avoida. Kach idaim is a hummus, psulus libroch. That's what Taisa says. That the Baal HaTaisa didn't wash my machrem. And other Rishonim hold that there was a takana. They made a takana. So even if the reasons don't apply, today everybody eats with a spoon and a fork and a knife. We don't eat with our fingers. So still, if it's a takana de abanan, you have to observe the takana, even if you live in a generation where the reason for the takana doesn't apply. But Tosha holds they never made a takana on anything. The sakana is a din deraisa, and yadayim zohamas, they said a din. Yadayim zohamas, absulus lebrocha. If you got to wash that, you shouldn't violate the din. So the Gemara asks, it depends whether you have a mezuzah or not. I mean, a doorway, if it would have been a private home that has a hishtamsha shalchol, it would have been mechayif to put a mezuzah, so such a doorway needs, you have to be mechabed tamachach, and he should go first. Yeah. The Gemara in Perek HaChevel tells stories that Rav Shmuel and others were all together, and they went mechabed, who's going to walk first into the room? The proper thing is to be mechaber the biggest tamachachim to go first.
Is there any that somebody's carrying tefillin or a svarim that you should go first?
Yeah, to be mechaber the svarim, yeah. They have a funny psak from the Beis Halevi. If one person is wearing tefillin, the other person is carrying the tefillin, so who goes first? So I would have thought the one is wearing the tefillin, he's doing the mitzvah, he should go first. The one is carrying the tefillin, he's only carrying, but he's not doing the mitzvah. So they quote or misquote, I don't know which it is, they claim in the name of the Beis HaLevi that the one who's carrying the tefillin goes first. Why? Because the Gemara says, if you walk into a Bais HaMenuga, Tzaraz Batim, so when you walk in, you become Tamei right away. But if ha'oichal babayis, if yishoy babayis kedei achilas, oh, we had it over here, no? Yishoy babayis kedei achilas pras paschit the mesav ha'oichal beliftan. We had it over here in Ketzer Mevorchen. If yishoy babayis kedei achilas pras, then not only are you tummy, the begotim that you're wearing are also tummy. So the Gemara says, if you walk into the bais in the begotim, you don't have any clothes on. You're carrying your shoes and your socks and your clothing in your hand, then you become tummy right away, the clothing become tummy right away. But if you're wearing the clothing, then the clothing are bought to legabi the body, and the begotim that he's wearing only become tummy if he's shoy babayis kedei achilas pras. A few minutes. So the Beis HaLevi is quoted as having said, you see from the Gemara that when you're wearing clothing, the clothing is bought to legabi the body. So when the fellow's wearing the tefillin, he's carrying tefillin, so tefillin have a chashiva. So the one who's carrying tefillin goes first. But the one who's wearing the tefillin are bought to legabi the body, so it doesn't count as tefillin. I don't see how he proved it from that Gemara. The Gemara is talking about clothing, not talking about tefillin. I would think that the one who's wearing the tefillin is doing the mitzvah. You have to be mechabed the person who's doing the mitzvah. Very strange. That's what they quote in the name of the Beis HaLevi, that he proved from that Gemara. Yeah, okay. So we're up to the next Gemara. Om Rab Yudabay de Rab Shema Basha Mishmei de Rab. They quote in the name of Rav. On Friday night I say Amoitzi al achilas matzah, whatever. You say Amoitzi lechem and arts. Ein amsum rashem lechol klum at shiitam habatzea. He's cutting the challah and he's passing down the challah to the end of the table. It's a long table and have 20 guests there sitting on the table. So they should not start eating the challah until he eats first. Ein amsum rashem lechol klum. They're not allowed to start eating the challah at shiitam habatzea. The one who said Amoitzi has to eat first. Yosef Rav Safer Bekomar Litoim. What's the lotion? Ach Yitoim Haboitzea. Till he tastes it. Nachamol. Enam Yubim Rashayim Le'echol Klum Ach Yitoim Haboitzea. Yosef Rav Safer Bekomar Litoim Itmar. The correct nusach should be Enam Subim Rashayim Litoim Klum. They should both, instead of saying the mesubim are not permitted le'echol klum, he should have said litom, to taste anything, till the botzeh, the one who said amoitzi, tastes first. So he corrects the statement, he should have said litom. My nafkamina, it means the same thing. The others are not allowed to begin eating the challah that they pass down to the end of the table until the first one who said amoitzi eats first. Gemara asks in my nafkamina whether the correct statement was what was the original version of what Rab said? And I'm assuming Mashayim lechol, or in I'm assuming Mashayim litom. Mar says it means the same thing. But chay v'adam loyme b'loshan Rabba, you mechuyif to say over exactly verbatim the same way you heard from the Rebbe. It says on the side that's a Mishnah in Adias. It says on the side it's a Mishnah in Adias. In the context of the Mishnah, you have Hillel heard from Shmai v'Avtalion. So Shemai v'Avtalion were Gerim, so they couldn't pronounce in different languages. They don't have all the sounds. It's like an ear, like ch. And a lot of languages, there is no ch sound. So because Hillel was a Talmud, well, Shemai v'Avtalion, and they used to mispronounce certain words. So that's how some of the Mefarshim learn that Hillel mispronounced the word because that's how he heard it from the Rebbe. The Rebbe mispronounced it. He also mispronounced. So the Nomegon thinks that that's ridiculous. You have to mispronounce words. Because the Rebbe mispronounced. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to mispronounce a lot of words. We don't, none of his students mispronounced the words the way he did.
But there's a difference between
Tima
and Achila.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Tima means he puts it in his mouth the first time. But Achila means he has to eat the shira, the zayis, whatever. So
somehow the Gemara feels over here it means the same thing. Here the Gemara holds that it means the same thing, but you mechuyev to say verbatim the same way you heard from the Rebbe. So the Rav Safra was just correcting them. They should say it exactly the way the Rebbe said. So that's the question, how far do you go? So some of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah and Adias by Hillel and Shmai Bavtong, they think you have to mispronounce the words also. The Vilna Gaon thinks that that does not make any sense. But he thinks the Mishnah, the Pshat of the Mishnah is like this. Hillel said, "Meloi hin maim shuvim put Poslam is a mikveh. If you have a mikveh that doesn't yet have arboim saw, and you pour it in, wheat paskin gimel lugim, I'm shuvim, three lugim. How much is a lug? Six beitzim. Less, a little less than a quart. So if you pour gimel lugim, I'm shuvim, in a mikveh that's chaser, it doesn't yet have the mem saw, so you have to let out all the water, everything is poslam, you have to start all over again. So in the days of the Tanoim, there was a machloikis. Is that the shir gimel lugim, that's how we paskin? Or is the shir maloi hin? Hin is much more than gimel lugim. So Hillel said over in the name of Shmai Avtalion, who couldn't pronounce Hebrew well, maloi hin maim shuvim paskin l'sam mikveh. So the Vilna Gaon explains, why did he say maloi hin? He should have said hin lugim. Hin maim shuvim paskin l'sam mikveh. Hin maim shuvim paskin l'sam mikveh. Why do you have to say malohin? Because Shmai Avtalion couldn't pronounce hey. Whatever either they were converts, the Rambam understood in the Gemara that Shmai Avtalion themselves were converts. The Tosfos Yontav Mishnayis in Ovis and Pirkei Ovis asked the Kasha, how can it be that they were converts? They were members of the Bez Nagodol. And the Mishnah says in Horius that he can't have a ger as a member of the Bez Nagodol. It's a position of Sarara over all of Klal Yisrael, whoever is a member of the Bez Nagodol. How can it be? So the Tosfos Yontav thinks that the Rambam made a mistake, that Shmai Rav Tan were not Gerim, they were descendants of Gerim. But because they were descendants of Gerim, so just like their parents or their grandparents couldn't speak Hebrew properly, they were brought up speaking poorly. So they couldn't pronounce the letter Hey. So when they would say Hin, Maim Shuvim, instead of saying Hin, they would say Ein. Ein maim shuvim pasul mezam mikveh. So it sounds like maim shuvim do not pasul a mikveh. Ein maim shuvim pasul mezam mikveh, because they couldn't say hin. So Hillel was able to pronounce the hey. So he could have said hin maim shuvim pasul mezam mikveh. But because the Rebbe Shmai Rafa had to say malo in maim shuvim, everyone should know what they're driving at. The shear of the amount of water of the in maim shuvim malo, they added the word maloi. But Hill didn't need to say the word maloi. But because the Rebbe said maloihin, maloihin, so Hillel said maloi also, even though for him it wasn't really necessary. That's how the Vilna Gaon says over there. It's in disagreement with the Bartanur. Bartanur says, chayv anam lanam b'lashon rabbi, even to mispronounce words. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that that's nonsense. No mitzvah to mispronounce words. You should mispronounce the hey. But there is an inyan, chai vodam lama baloshan rabba. You have to say over exactly verbatim, the way the Rebbe said. Chai vodam lama baloshan rabba, yeah. The Yetesis, what's the reason for this din? Enam sivim rashayim lechol klum achiyitam habetzeh. I would have said like this, let's say I say hamoitzi and I pass the bread out to everybody. So everybody's yotze with my hamoitzi. What if later on I don't eat any bread? So it comes out that my bracha was a bracha of atoma. I say hamoitzi and I don't eat any bread. And they're all eating bread based on the assumption that I said a bracha. They all said amen. But my bracha, I can't say, you don't say yotza moitzi. I can't say hamoitzi to be moitzi other people with the bread if I myself am not eating. So kol zman that I didn't eat any bread, it wouldn't even be enough just to taste it. I have to swallow. That's what we discussed. If there's a rashash in Nidorim where he quotes this from the poskim. Say, a person says a bracha moitzi, then he puts the challah in his mouth and he starts chewing and he starts talking right away before he swallows. So the classical poskim and the Shulchan Aruch say that that's not right. You don't say a bracha if you chew food and you don't swallow it and you spit it out. If you chew the food and you swallow it, then the bracha is chal. So kol zman you didn't swallow the food, the bracha wasn't chal yet. So if you're going to start talking before you swallow, so the talking is the hefsek in between the bracha moitzi and the swallowing of the food. So that's not right to talk. So the classical Poskim Shulchan Aruch said that if a person says Hamoitzi, and then he puts the challah in his mouth and he starts chewing and then he talks, so it's a bracha of Atala and he has to say the bracha Hamoitzi all over again, because the bracha doesn't relate to the eating of the food because he spoke in between. So the Rosh Hashanah in the Dorim tries to defend it a little bit. He says that the chewing is the haschala of the swallowing. So even though he didn't swallow yet, but if he does swallow, maybe it is okay. Maybe it is okay. He's trying to defend the minhag olam. That's the common practice. That was a very widespread common practice, that the people wouldn't talk in between the bracha and the chewing of the food, but then they would start talking before they would swallow the food. So he tries to defend that practice. So here, one could have learned pshat in the Gemara. If I say hamotzin, I pass out the challah to the end of the table. If I'm not going to eat any food, I'm not going to eat the bread, it's going to turn out that my hamotzi was a bracha levatola. So nobody was yotze with my bracha. So they better not eat any bread based on my bracha until I swallow some of the food. Kolzman, I didn't swallow. My bracha didn't take effect yet. It wasn't chal yet. And I'm assuming Hashem lechol klum. They're not allowed to eat anything until I eat some of the food and I swallow it. Then my bracha took effect. So then Tosfos says the kasha. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that says not so. The Gemara says that on Daf Kuvav, the top Tosfos. The Gemara says in Pesachim, you got to say Kiddush Friday night and Leil Yom Tov. You got to repeat Kiddush in the morning also. So what does the Kiddush consist of in the morning? So we have a minig. We say Sukim Shamu Neisasa Shabbos Achas Yom Shabbos Lakatcha. We say different things. On Yom Tov we say V'Daber Moshe. You say different Sukim. But strictly speaking, the Gemara says all you say is Bar Priya Gofen. Rav Soloveitchik said he had two grandfathers. His grandfather, Rav Chaim Omi, said Bar Priya Gofen. Because that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it Kiddusha Rabbah, the big Kiddush. Why is it called the big Kiddush? Because it's the smallest Kiddush. It's a Loshen Saginor. All you say is Bar Priya Gofen. You don't say anything else. And his other grandfather, his mother's father, whom he spent more time by the mother's father than by the father's father, his mother's father used to say what's printed in the Siddur. Then when he noticed that the other grandfather, the few times as a child that he visited Reb Chaim, he noticed the other grandfather didn't say any psukim at all, so he asked his other grandfather, how come you don't say any psukim? How come you say the psukim? So he said, it's printed in the Siddur. Whatever's printed in the Siddur, he says. Even though you're right, even though in the Gemara it says, in Pesachim Dav Kuvav, all he says is the Bar Priya Gofen. So the Gemara tells a story that one of the Amoraim was visiting in a different community, and they knew he was Talmud Chacham, and said, they are mechabed him, he should say Kiddush to be Moitzi, everybody, they were all eating together. So they said, would you honor us to say the Kiddush Rabbah, the big Kiddush? So he didn't know what's the big Kiddush. So he said, okay. They filled him up a cup of wine, and he said, Bar Priya Gofen. And he's waiting for them to tell him what else did he expect them to say after the Bar Priya Gofen. He thought they're going to have him say another bracha. And then he sees that there's an old man, Ha'usava, the Gochen Vishasi. That's what Tosfos quotes in Pesachim Kuvav Amarav. He's an old man, leans over and starts drinking some wine. So he realized, that's it. That's the Kiddush Rabbah, the Bar Priya Gofen. They call the Kiddush Rabbah the big Kiddush, mean because it's this shortest Kiddush. You don't say anything more than Bar Priya Gofen. That's all you say is the Bar Priya Gofen. So Tosfos is bothered with a kashan. How is the old man allowed to lean over and start sipping the wine? I didn't drink any wine yet. Kozman, I didn't drink any wine, so my bracha didn't take effect yet. If I'm not going to drink any wine, tell that my Bar Priya Gofen will be a bracha levatola. So how can the other guy drink the wine based on my Bar Priya Gofen? It'll be a bracha levatola. So Tosfos in Pesachim has the same kasha. See, the last line in the Tosfos, there's an asterisk. It says, I know Tosfos Pesachim Kuvav, Dima Maschal Dahavi. They just follow instructions. They say, look up the Tosfos in Pesachim. So Tosfos there in Pesachim gives an interesting answer. When do you say that if you don't eat the food, it's a bracha levatola? That's all week long. If I say hamotzi and I don't eat any food, I say Bar Priya Gofen and I don't drink the wine, so then it's a bracha levatola. But if I'm saying Kiddush for you, I say Bar Priya Gofen, and other people are going to be yotze with the Kiddush. So the Gemara says, let's say there's a person who doesn't know how to say a Kiddush. Can I say, I was ready yotze Kiddush, I already said Kiddush, I'm in the middle of my meal. I benched already, I finished eating, and then someone comes late, he doesn't know how to say Kiddush. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak, Yotze Moitze, even though I was Yotze already, with Kiddush I can repeat Kiddush a second time. Not only can I recite Kiddush for myself and have you Yotze with Shemeh Ka'ayna, I'm being Yotze Kiddush now and you Yotze along with me. Even if I already was Yotze Kiddush and I'm not being Yotze now, we say Yotze Moitze, I can say Kiddush a second time even though it's only for you. It's not for me at all. So the Gemara says, but all week long, Bar Priya Gofen, or Hamotzi Lachmanot, he cannot say The Mibotzi, somebody else, if you are yourself or not, if you're eating bread with them, you can say all week long, Hamotzi Lechman Horetz, I'm being Yotze, and the others are Yotze with me. Or you can say Bar Pi Agofen, we're all drinking wine together, we all have a Seba. A Seba only helps on Pasvayai. We learned the Gemara before, Mem Gimel, I think it was, Mem Gimel, Mem Dal. A Seba only helps on Pasvayai, and everybody's sitting around the same table, Shiva di Danke, a Seba di Tu. But on Shabbos, on Shabbos, the Gemara says, when I say the Kiddush with a Bar Pi Agofen, I can say Bar Pi Agofen for you, even though I'm not drinking wine now at all. The whole Kiddush is for you. I already made Kiddush. I already said Bar Pi Agofen. I'm in the middle of drinking. I don't need a Bar Pi Agofen at all. I said the Bar Pi Agofen with the Kiddush only for you. That's acceptable. Or on Pesach night, not only can I say the Bracha al Achilas Matzah for someone else, I'm in the middle of the meal already. I can say the other fellow doesn't know what Bracha you say over Matzah. I can say al Achilas Matzah. I can say Hamoitzi of al Achilas Matzah also for the other person, even though I'm not being Yotze at all with the Bracha of Hamoitzi or the Bracha of Achilas Matzah. I'm already in the middle of the meal. So Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Kuvav answers, really, you're not allowed, no one's allowed to eat a drink before the person said the bracha eats a drink. Why? Because the bracha isn't chal till he swallows some food. It may turn out to be a bracha l'matah. This bracha is not chal till he takes a sip. But here we're talking, it was Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Kiddush on Shabbos morning, I can say the Kiddush to be moitzi somebody else also, even though I'm not being yotze at all. The Bar Pi Agofen is only for him. So you don't need that I should drink the wine first. Even if I'm not drinking the wine at all, I'm saying the Kiddush only for you. It's also good, it's not going to be a bracha levatol. That's what Tosis writes, and that's how the Ramah paskens la'alocha. That yotza moitzi on Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush doesn't only apply on Friday night. You shouldn't say Bar Pi Agofen when it comes in conjunction with Kiddush, blends in to become part of the Kiddush. So just like yotza moitzi on the Kiddush, so yotza moitzi also on the Bar Pi Agofen of the Kiddush. The same thing, al achilas matzah with hamoitzi. The hamoitzi becomes a chelik of the Haggadah. Just like I can be moitzi someone else with sipi tzias mitzrayim. The Gemara says in the last parak in Pesachim that in the yeshivas, in the days of Damam, they didn't have Haggadahs. They used to recite the Haggadah by heart. So the Rosh Yeshiva, all the Talmidim stayed for Pesach in the cafeteria, and the Rosh Yeshiva used to say the whole Haggadah from the beginning to the end. And everybody was yotze with Shemer Ka'oina. So the Gemara says, just like you say Shemer Ka'oina on the whole Haggadah, you can say Yotze Moitze also on the whole Haggadah. And you can say Yotze Moitze on the Hamoitze of Al Achilas Matzah. The Hamoitze comes together with Al Achilas Matzah. It's one big, it's all part of the Haggadah. It's all part. We say Yotze Moitze on the whole Haggadah, on the Kiddush, on Al Achilas Matzah, on everything. So the Ritva disagrees, but he says, but Kiddush on Shabbos morning is Bar Pi Agofen stands alone. All you say is Bar Pi Agofen. So you can't say that the Bar Pi Agofen becomes part of the Kiddush. There's nothing to the Kiddush except for the Bar Pi Agofen. So Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch, when the Ramah writes that, and Hilchas Kiddush on Shabbos morning, Ramah says, I can say Bar Pi Agofen for someone else on Shabbos morning for the Kiddush. He's quoting from the Tosfos in Pesachim, Kuvav Amaral of Dibra Maschal, what? The Havi, that's what Tosfos says there. So Rabbi Kiveger quotes, look in the Ritva on that daf, on Kuvav and Al, who disagrees with Tosfos. He says, that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak, that Yotza Moitze even applies to the Bar Pi Agofen of the Kiddush, that's only on Friday night, but not on Shabbos morning, not on Yom Tov in the morning. That's why some have the practice, when you come to the wedding, so years ago, during my lifetime, I'm not that old, I remember when they would pick a rabbi to be Masada Kiddushin, so the rabbi said all the brachas from the beginning to the end. So now there's so many rabbis. So the mechaber, one rabbi to say the first brach, and one rabbi to say the next brach, everybody says another brach. That's what the Satmar Rebbe once made fun. The day will come that the mechaber, one person to say bu, one person to say rich, bu rich. Mechaber people to say different syllables of the brach. Probably not acceptable, but we discussed that you can mechaber different people to say one word. Baruch Atah. Each person says, you say Shemer Kain on a half a bracha. That was a discussion that we had for Nachranim. When do you say, when do you not allow Shemer Kain on a half a bracha? So some people are makbid. If you mechabed them with the bar piagofen, they don't want to say bar piagofen alone. They want to say the next bracha, shakol bar lechvoda also. You can't just say they're not drinking the wine. They're giving the wine to the chasen kala to drink. So it's based on yotzamoitzi. I'm not drinking the wine. I'm saying the bracha only for them. So you can only say the bracha bar piagofen for them if the bar piagofen comes together with another bracha. And on the other bracha, you can be moitzi them. So you can be moitzi them with the bracha of the bar piagofen as well. The pashta says that it's not correct, because it does come together with it. You're not saying the next six brachas. From all the seven brachas under the chuppah, you're only saying the first bracha bar piagofen. But the bar piagofen does come together with all the other six brachas, even though you're only saying the first one. The pashta says you can't be moitzi the chasen kala with the bar piagofen, even though you yourself are not drinking at all. Even according to the Ritva, that on Shabbos morning, on a Yom Tov morning, you wouldn't allow Yotza Moitzi and the Bar Piagofen because it stands alone. But by the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, the Bar Piagofen doesn't stand alone. You are only saying one Bracha. But all the other Brachas are going to be recited. So you should allow. So that's the one opinion of Tosfos, that this din in the Gemara, Enam Asum Hashem Lechol Olitam Ashiitam Habetzeya, is a din because it'll be a bracha levatola. Kolzman, I don't swallow any food. My bracha bar piagofen, my bracha moitzi didn't take effect yet. It wasn't chal. So how can you eat or drink food based on my bracha? My bracha didn't take effect yet. If I decide not to eat anything, it'll come out that you're doing an avera. You're eating food without a bracha. You gotta wait till I swallow some food. The other opinion in Tosfos, the popular opinion based on the Yerushalmi, is that's not the reason why. The guy does plan to eat bread. He's going to eat the bread. It's going to turn out that the bar piagofen that he said, or that the amoitzi that he said, wasn't acceptable bracha. What do you mean you're afraid? You have to be afraid the guy's going to change his mind. He says amoitzi, and then he's not going to eat the challah. You have to be afraid he's going to get a heart attack. He's going to drop dead now. He's not going to eat. He's going to eat. He's going to drink the wine. It's an inyan of derech eretz. It's not derech eretz that I should chapois. He's saying the amoitzi for me. He's saying the bar piagofen for himself and for me, and I'm going to start eating and drinking before him. So that's what Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi. It's only a problem if he's pouring wine. Let's say he said Kiddush over a cup of wine. He's pouring wine into the little cups, and he passes the little cups down the table. Then the people at the end of the table are sipping wine from his cup, and he didn't sip any wine yet. So that's not Derech Eretz. It's an inyan of Derech Eretz. But if everybody has their own cup at their own table, everybody has their own cup, or everybody has their own challah. So he just says hamoitzi to be moitzi himself, and everybody, you can eat before him. That's not a violation of derech eretz. That's the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a chisorin and birchas hanenin that calls man that I don't swallow, my bracha didn't take effect yet. How can you rely on my bracha? You can't rely on my bracha. It's just a violation of derech eretz. And they quote Yerushalmi Yesh, it says in the fourth line in the Tosfos, Kishesh l'chalechi kikro, kosa biyodai, chodem lishtos afilu koidem ha-mavarach. And by the old man, hoyo lo kosa biyodai, had his own cup of wine. That's what Tosfos says. That's what does Tosfos write, the last five lines in Tosfos. Mikan mashma, from this story in Psochem Daf Kuvav, what do you see? Shein soch limzik mikosh al brocha l'shara kosis. It's not necessary for me to pour from my cup of Kiddush into the other. Everybody wants to take a sip from the Koshal Brocha. So Tosh says, it's not necessary that I should pour from my cup. If everybody has Yain Shein or Pogum, that's a din in the Gemara in the last Perek in Psochem. It's not proper to recite Kiddush or Bichos Hamozen ala Kos or any Brocha ala Kos, Kiddush Abdullah. It's not proper to say on Yain Pogum. Yeah, what does Mina Kois Pogum? If someone took a sip from the wine already. So what if someone took a sip from the wine? Can you be Misakin a Pigima? So that's what the Rishonim say. Yeah, you can be Misakin to pour a little wine into that cup that someone already tasted, someone already had a sip from it. Either pour a little wine or pour a little water and a drop or two of water. So that's considered to be Misakin the Pigima. So Tosfos says there is an inyan that everybody should take a sip from the Koshal Bracha, but any wine that you fill up in connection with the Koshal Bracha is considered Koshal Bracha. There is a Gemara later in this Perek. I think it's at the end of the Perek. Yalta was married to whom? Rav Nachman. Where's this story? Shagalan Shei Beisim Atana. Ula Ikla Be Rav Nachman. Here it is. Nun Aleph on the base. Take a look. Nun Aleph on the base. The very end of the Perek. The Gemara quotes, what is it, a Braisa? I'm not sure. Mishagwa Lanshe Besa. When you bench Bichas Amoz and Abayayin, you should send the wine to your wife. The assumption the wife is sitting in a different room. The husband and the wife didn't sit in the same room. Okay. So he should send the wine to his wife. She should taste it. Geichet the Tzbarach Devisu. The wife should get a blessing. The Gemara tells a story. Ula lived from Eretz Yisrael. So he came, he was visiting in Bavel. Ula ikla de bay Rab Nachman. He visited Rab Nachman's home. Karch rifta, and he ate bread with them. Baruch bichas mazayna. He benched mezuman over a cup of wine. He ayv like kasa de bichas of the Rab Nachman. So he took a sip of the wine, and he gave the leftover wine to Rab Nachman, his host, that he should drink it. Rab Nachman, the shalimar kasa bichas of the yalta, send it to my wife. My wife is sitting in the other room. He says, no. Ula, they were all those scholars who learned in Eretz Yisrael. Everything they're quoting was from Rabbi Yochanan. Like over here, Robin, everything is quoted from Rabbi Yochanan. Here also, he quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. It's okay. Well, we better run to Davin. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start around 9. We'll try to start 9:15. We'll start from this Gemara. Okay. No, now from the base. Oh, wasn't watching my watch.
Story with the Rabbi Don is safer, or Rabbi heard someone say it.